702.
The Newsmaker of the Day with John Perlman.
So as I mentioned, today is National Recycling Day. We welcome 2702 Drive, Kishan Singh, who is the CEO of Medpack South Africa, which is not an organization that actually manufactures, as I understand it, but works with companies in the metal packing space. Mr. Singh, welcome and thanks very much for your time.
Good afternoon, John, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to share some thoughts on your show.
So, have I described Medpack SA correctly? That you're not a packaging manufacturer, but you represent members on industry matters, including the one we're about to discuss: regulation, recycling, and so on.
Yes, absolutely correct, John.
Great.
So, Medpack is essentially a PRO. That's a producer responsibility organization, and it represents the metal packaging value chain in South Africa.
So, something that has changed in the National Environmental Management Waste Act, Section 18, just to be specific for those who might want to look it up. There's something now called extended producer responsibility. This is now mandatory. Compliance, there's a deadline of the 5th of November this year. Tell us what extended producer responsibility is.
Yeah, okay. Section 18 of NIMWA, that's the National Environment Management Waste Act, is really revolving around the principle of extended producer responsibility, which means that as a brand owner in South Africa who is encouraging the use of, well, I'm going to be talking from a metal perspective.
Yes, do. Tin cans and so on.
If you're a brand owner and you are promoting the use of metal packaging in South Africa, then it is incumbent upon you now to ensure that post-consumer, that all of that packaging that he or she places in the South African economy annually has to be, in an ideal situation, fully recovered. So in other words, we're looking for 100% recovery. But in actual fact, John, the latest stats from BMI Research indicate that in 2020, which was the COVID year, we actually enjoyed a recovery rate of 70% of metal packaging in South Africa.
So how is recovery measured? I mean, is it measured that can this... let's stick with tin cans for the moment because that's what I can most easily visualize. Is this tin can recyclable, or do you have to determine whether it actually was recycled? Because they're two different things.
Well, that's an excellent question. Well, firstly, metal packaging can be categorized into two broad categories. One is steel packaging, or you've just referred to it as tin cans.
Okay.
And the other component of metal packaging is aluminium packaging. So the answer to your question is yeah. So the beverage cans, for instance, are all aluminium, and there's quite a lot of food cans that would be in steel, and paint cans and drums and all of that, that's in steel. But the answer to your question is both the materials, from an atomic point of view, atomically, both materials are infinitely recyclable. In other words, not once, not twice, but forever. As long as you can re-smelt the metal, you can recover it into its original pristine condition, which is now ready to remanufacture packaging and or any other application.
So in South Africa, and you will have heard this many times, Mr. Singh, we have good laws, we often have good policies, although some of them might be framed a little ambitiously. How is compliance determined? I mean, can you... For example, would it be you who would go and inspect a factory or somebody who's playing in the economic space that your members do?
Yeah, look, the Section 18, there's a couple of gazettes now that require... So what the South African packaging industry has done in response to Section 18 is that it's formed what is known as PROs, like Medpack.
Right.
And they are now substrate PROs. So I'll talk for Medpack. So the way you are measured is by your commitment to the recovery rate. I think the overarching KPI, I would say, is the recovery rate. Of course, there are several other KPIs, which means that in achieving the recovery rates, or increasing the recovery rates, you ought to be generating jobs and and being seen to be transformative in terms of job creation and transformation. So those are some of the ways that you are measured by government on efficiency and efficacy of the PRO. But how do you measure the recovery rate?
Yes.
That's simply taking the total tonnage of metal packaging that is placed in the South African economy each year,
right?
And then using that as a denominator, and then looking at what is the recovery mass of metal packaging post consumer. So that becomes the numerator. So when you divide one into the other,
right,
you get a percentage.
And there's your number. Just a final question. I mean, I would assume that you and others do track who the biggest contributors are to this recycling that I'm assuming Metpack is committed to alongside the industry. Who is picking up the cans and bringing them back to a point where they can be reused?
Yeah. Okay. So there's a formal channel, which
right.
means that the metros would be responsible for picking up the black bags or the bin bags that we put out on a particular day in the
right.
week. So that's the formal way of picking up domestic waste. And then there's the informal sector, which is waste pickers that tend to pick up, materials of packaging
right.
From the curbside or from the parks, rivers, and whatever, and they will then take this material back to material recyclers and material recycling facilities, or MRFs, we call them.
Yeah.
So at this point, the material is then collected, and the waste pickers are then compensated for the ton or the mass of material that is brought in, and the material is then collected, sorted, and diverted back to the original smelting for recycling.
Thanks very much, Kishan Singh. So we've had a theme on recycling this week, finishing up today on National Recycling Day. So let's keep recycling those cans. But please do remember to leave a decent number of cans for politicians to kick down the road. Otherwise, what would we talk about here?